genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. Glad to have you on board. You know, a lot of conversations about the economy and where the jobs are going and how we keep jobs here to home. And that all happened during Monday night's debate in the first 30 minutes. The part of the debate that most people would say that Donald Trump did better and performed better. But how do these economic plans stack up? My next guest, Steve Moore, economist and former Wall Street Journal board member. Steve, welcome to the program. Steve, how are you? Welcome aboard. All right, Steve Moore, are you there?
Good morning.
There you are. Hey, looking at these plans, a lot of conversation, obviously, about how these economic plans stack up. It was discussed during Monday night's debate. Donald Trump says he will cut corporate and personal income taxes. He says that he will create jobs by stimulating the economy. Hillary Clinton, it's no secret, wants to raise taxes by $1.3 trillion, and that doesn't even cover the bill and doesn't even take into account what she was giving away yesterday, which is free college education to anybody who wants to vote for her. Compare and contrast these plans for me, if you would.
Well, I think you did a pretty good job of summarizing it, that it's not that complicated that Hillary wants to raise taxes. She says she's raising taxes only on the rich. How many times have we heard that from liberals? But the people she wants to raise taxes on are people who are the other entrepreneurs, the people who are the employers in the country, the businessmen and women who sign the paychecks. And if you take more money out of the business, it's going to be harder for these businesses to hire people. That seems would seem sort of obvious. We're going to cut taxes for every business in America, and that's a huge thing. I mean, we now have the highest business tax rate in the world, and we know that companies are leaving. We've seen it happen day after day, where literally companies like Burger King and Medtronic and companies like Walgreens and Pfizer have either left or talking about leaving because of the high tax rates in this country. And we see plants moving as out of the United States, as Donald Trump talked about in the debate. The way to stop that is to get regulations and get the taxes off the backs of these businesses so they don't have an incentive to leave. Now, I believe with our 15% tax plan, we're going to see a magnet. Instead of companies leaving, they're coming to the United States, and we're talking about millions of jobs.
And for anybody who doesn't believe that jobs are going to Mexico, over the last couple of years, I just was doing some reading on this. The number of cars produced in Mexico has gone up 40% over the last couple of years. 40%. Now, you may say that you're not losing jobs in America, as Mark Fields said, the CEO of Ford, but I'll tell you this. They're not investing $1.6 billion in a brand new plant in Flint, Michigan, and putting those 3,000 people to work there. And then you have to talk about Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 suppliers to the auto companies also not hiring and putting new people to work, correct?
Well, you've seen that in Michigan, obviously, and it's also happening in Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's happening in Iowa. It's happening in Wisconsin. It's happening in my home state of Illinois. We know that there are a lot of reasons why they're leaving. One of them is that we have the worst tax system in the world. The second one is that we regulate so much. I saw a statistic the other day that regulations account for about $19,000 of the cost of hiring a new manufacturing worker in this country, $19,000. In Mexico, it's probably a small fraction of that. So it's just expensive because of government to hire workers in America. And I hate that. I want the jobs here in the United States. I want them in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
So do we. Yeah, so do we.
It's worse. So did the people of Michigan, Ohio, these states. The way you reverse that is you get serious about it. And, you know, if we get the regulations off the backs of these businesses, go from having the highest tax rate in the world to the lowest, I don't think you actually need tariffs. You just need to have a pro-business, pro-American business attitude, and Hillary doesn't.
Well, you know, here's a question for you, speaking of the Democrats, because anybody making less than $125,000 a year, according to Bernie, the openly Marxist candidate, and Hillary is $125,000. So I guess my question to you is, maybe you can define this, you're an economist, what is somebody else's fair share of my paycheck?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, right now the top 1%, the evil 1%, you know, the people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and LeBron James and people like that, you know, they pay 40% of the income tax. Did you know that? So 1% pay 40% of the income tax. The bottom, and by the way, the top 10% pay well over 65% of the income tax. So the idea of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and by the way, they've morphed into the same person when it comes to taxes, the idea that the rich don't pay their fair share, they should look at the numbers of how much the rich are paying.
When do we start demonizing people like that in America, Steve? That's my question. I mean, we encourage kids to go to college and become great and become architects and engineers and doctors, and we encourage that, and it's great. But at some point, in America today, that we then turn around and demonize them because they become one percenters because all of a sudden they've worked their tail off and they're making $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 and they're a doctor or they're an engineer or they're doing whatever they are and contributing greatly to the benefit of society, but all of a sudden they've become demonized in America. When the hell did that happen?
Hey, that's a great question. I mean, and it's true that, you know, since when is it that there was one group of people that you can legally discriminate against in the United States, and that's rich people. and boy, have we done that. And look, I want the rich to pay a fair share. Surely, if you make more money, if you'd make 10 times more money than I do, you should pay 10 times more tax, not 50 times more tax. And, you know, when you talk about what the rich do, Clinton folks agree with this, that two-thirds of people who are in the top 1%, what they do to make their money is they operate, own, or invest in small businesses.
That's right.
Small businesses are the backbone of our economy. Although here's where I think Trump has the upper hand here. I don't think most American people hate people like Bill Gates or hate people like Steve Jobs or hate people who are successful like LeBron James or Taylor Swift. We admire those people. We want to be more like them. And, you know, this idea that they should be demonized, as you said, is contrary to what America is all about.
That's
by the
right.
Way, did you see that her new plan is to raise the estate and death tax
to 65%? Now, see, I'm somebody who went through that here a few years ago, and the check that went to the government was bigger. My father, when he passed away, the check that went to the government was larger than any of his three heirs by far, and that infuriates me. But I want to ask you something else before we go. The 65% estate tax is obscene, to say the least. But I want to ask you before we run out of time, we got about a minute just over left, $20 trillion in debt. Donald Trump brings it up during the debate, has talked a lot. Steve Moore, how do we eliminate $20 trillion in debt? Is there a way you can see us getting there? The only thing I see is energy, production of energy in America, and using it to cash in and build infrastructure and industry. But you tell me, what is your idea?
Well, first of all, let me say something about that tax. Even the communist countries don't tax at 65%. So Hillary is to the left of Russia and the socialist countries like Sweden. Ridiculous. That's plunder. It's not even confiscation. And the way you get the debt down is, number one, you grow the economy much faster. We're growing at 1%. That's pathetic. You get it to 4%. Then you use our stuff like energy resources. There's a great book on this called Fueling Freedom. Exposing the mad war against energy by Stephen Moore, and people should pick it up. But we have $50 trillion of energy resources. I'm talking about our oil, gas, and coal. We should use that and use the revenues that we generate from that to pay down our debt and rebuild our infrastructure.
See, and that's exactly what I believe, funding fueling freedom. I didn't realize, you know, I think that America should have a permanent fund just like Alaska does, using our natural gas and our coal and our oil.
Exactly right. And we got $50 trillion of this stuff. And Hillary's position, like the Sierra Club, is keep it in the ground.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine if Saudi Arabia had done that 50 years ago, keep it in the ground?
Steve Moore, great conversation. Love to talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Yep.
What a great conversation. That man's brilliant. Brilliant, I say.